This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you had a lovely weekend and getting ready for another wonderful week. I'm Himasha Gunasekara, a PhD candidate from University of Canterbury, with Studemania today. Studemania has always been by, for, and about the well-being of international students. So, on today's show, we are going to talk about Kiwi job market and Kiwi working culture. So, we got two experts with us today, Hemali Shah from Work Connect New Zealand. I will first turn towards Lisa Burdis. She's a business advisor for Skill Connect Canterbury. Good evening, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, kia ora. Thank you.
So, please give us a brief introduction about Skill Connect, about its history, services that you provide, and the role of Skill Connect in connecting the migrant employers and the New Zealand working culture.
Sure. Yeah, it's been around with different names for about 15 years. It's a program that's funded by Immigration New Zealand, so it is free for new migrants in Canterbury and also free for employers. So there's two sides to the program. One is helping newcomers to find work in the region. So they come to us, we help them with their CV, interview skills, very briefly, but then also connect them with employers. So the other side to the program is helping employers to settle their migrants into the workplace well. Also with recruitment agencies. So we work closely with them for referrals. So often we know that newcomers can be a little bit intimidated by recruitment companies. So we work with them to say, bring them to us if they need some extra help, and we'll help find them a job.
Who are eligible for this service, Lisa?
Yeah, sure. So it's basically to those who are on temporary work visas and their partners and adult children. So that includes essential skills work visas, post-study work visa holders. Basically anyone on a temporary work visa who's been in the country for 5 years or fewer. But if you're in doubt whether you're eligible, just contact us anyway and we'll be able to help.
As you think, what type of challenges does the migrant employers first face in Kiwi working culture?
Yeah, so let's start with those employers. So I want to kind of start with the fact that we always hear that employers love their migrant employees. So they consistently say they're very good or excellent workplace performers. And the Auckland Chamber of Commerce puts out a survey every year to thousands of employers around the country. And we hear back that they really value their newcomer employees. They bring new ideas, new energy, international experience, better food to the workplace. But of course, there are challenges. So those employers that say, we do have some challenges, almost always around communication. So the biggest issues are limited or lack of English communication skills, because that results in health and safety concerns for the employer, difficulties being understood, and also a lack of understanding of the role. So by that I mean somebody may have a job back in their home country with the same title as the job that they're going for here, but it's quite different. And so that can be tricky for the employer. They also say that their migrants really struggle to understand Kiwi workplace norms, because you'll hear me talk about how different we really are to the rest of the world. They have different expectations of management and colleagues. So although they're in a Kiwi workplace, they will have colleagues from other parts of the world with different cultures. And also the last thing probably for employers is that reluctance to take the initiative. And everybody has initiative, but we use it in different ways. And it's highly valued in the Kiwi workplace by employers. But it doesn't come naturally to everyone from their culture. So we also hear that the employees really struggle, like I say, to understand the culture straight away, our slang and cultural differences from their colleagues.
As you explained, Lisa, there are numerous types of challenges for a migrant worker in Kiwi culture. So how does it differ from the working cultures of the rest of the world? Can you explain more about that?
Sure can. It is so different. So I'm here to tell you, even people that think it's a very similar culture, it sounds like, it looks like their own culture, really struggle to adapt to the Kiwi work culture. So some of the biggest differences are in the way that we value status and rules. And how we like to be managed, as well as our communication style. So I'll go through some of that, if you like. So let's start with status. We know that for many cultures in the world, hierarchy is really important. So the boss is up really high and
it
the
is.
Workers are much
it
lower.
Is. Especially from Asian cultures.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Southeast Asian culture is definitely one of those. And those in authority, like the boss, are valued very highly. They're given titles, like sir or boss or madam. You certainly wouldn't push back on anything. There's a reluctance to question anything that the boss would do. And that's really different in New Zealand. So we don't care so much about status. Compared to most countries, we really value it a lot lower. So yes, we call the boss by their first name. We can ask them what they did on the weekend. The boss is to be respected, but as one of the team. So that's a huge difference to get used to for a lot of people coming from cultures where hierarchy is really important. So unless you're in the military or something in New Zealand, that can be quite a big difference.
It is, actually, yeah.
And there's lots of reasons why New Zealand's like this, of course. So we're a small country with a pioneering past. Our Māori culture is really strong and based on teamwork. The pioneers that travelled from Britain in the 1800s, we're escaping the class system of Britain. So we're a team culture. We don't like to place people higher than other people, which mm-hmm. can also come out in a negative way in our culture. When people yeah. put their hand up and say, oh, I'm great at this, we're like, calm down, calm down. It's exactly. about the team. Yeah. So another important difference I mentioned is how we like to be managed. So some cultures like to be told exactly what to do, given a lot of instruction and supervision when they are doing a task. But in New Zealand, we like to be left to get on with the job. Mm-hmm. So we, in fact, get a little bit insulted or feel patronised if somebody is really heavily supervising us. So that can be hard when you have a Kiwi manager mm-hmm. saying, oh, I told him what to do and I told him twice because his English wasn't great and then I left him to get on with it. Mm-hmm. Or I said, do you understand? Which is the worst question you can ask because 9 times out of 10 people will say yes because they don't want to question the boss or lose face. So we find that there are some issues in that respect as well. We also expect people to speak up in New mm-hmm. Zealand if they know that something is wrong or mm-hmm. if they want to question it. So often I have employers say to me, why didn't he speak up? I knew that he did this back home in Samoa, or I know that in Malaysia she did this job, mm-hmm. but they didn't speak up in the meeting. And there's reasons for that, the hierarchy that I've already talked about, but also giving people space to talk is not something that comes naturally in this country. So often we don't like silence in a meeting, only a couple of seconds mm-hmm. before we jump in with a new idea. So that can be really intimidating if you're from a different culture.
Exactly. I think one big challenge for a migrant employer is the Kiwi English. So how do you think the Kiwi English and the communication style influence the Kiwi working culture?
Yeah, it does influence it hugely. Yeah, and Kiwi English is an interesting term, isn't it? Because when you learn English, you don't learn it from a Kiwi accent.
Exactly.
You learn it from an American or a British, sometimes an Australian accent, which is different. So it's a big challenge, particularly in the first few months that somebody comes in to a workplace or into New Zealand generally, to adjust to our accent. So there's a few different things I talk about with employers to help them understand how our communication style is different and our English. So one, it is our accent. Our vowels are very flat. We words can sound the same, like here, 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 beer, beer, beer. All of those words are supposed to sound different or be pronounced differently. Mm-hmm. So we're very flat with our vowel sounds. We mumble a lot. Mm-hmm. We don't clearly say our words. And our intonation is interesting too. So when you learn English language, you learn that a statement stays at the same level when you're speaking.
Yeah.
And a question goes up at the end.
Yeah.
Are you going out tonight? But in New Zealand, often our statements sound like questions. I'm going down to the shops and I'm going to go and get some milk. So that can sound like a question to a newcomer.
Yeah.
So accent and intonation, we speak very quickly. That's
exactly.
One of the big ones. So it can be really intimidating, particularly on the telephone if you don't have visual cues.
Mm-hmm.
So the speed. We're very indirect when we talk. So as Kiwis, this is always surprising for New Zealand employers when I say that we are indirect. They say, no, we're not. We're really clear. But actually, we don't say things like, send me that email, shut the door, do that, because it sounds really rude. And those who come from a direct speaking culture who may say things like that are judged quite harshly in New Zealand. So we add softeners to sound more polite. Excuse me, could you please shut the door? I was wondering if you could send me that email. And all of those words almost sound like I'm giving you a choice. Could you do this? Would you do this? But actually, I'm ordering you to do it. So that can be quite hard to get used to, that indirectness. Another couple of things, we say we a lot when we mean you.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say, could we get that done by Monday? I'm not doing it. You are doing it, but I don't like to say, could you get it done by Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Or we did a bad job on that. Now, really, I just mean you did a bad job on that. But that's part of our team culture and it comes out in our language. And the last one is the slang and mm-hmm. colloquial language. We are one of the biggest slang users in the world. We have so much slang and it's very difficult to understand.
It is.
It is. So my advice is always if you hear something that sounds crazy or you don't understand it, to ask. Kiwis are generally pretty friendly.
Exactly. As you said, those little things make a big difference in a Kiwi working culture. So how a migrant employer can reach to Skill Connect to get their service?
Yeah, sure. So I guess our website's a really good place to start. So www.skillsconnectcanterbury.co.nz. You could just Google Skills Connect and it'll also come up with our Facebook page. We'd love to hear from anyone who's listening to the program because even if you just need some advice, we're really happy to help with that. But we also have those connections with employers. And can I just give a few reminders before I leave?
Yes.
I just want to remind people that New Zealand work culture is really different. It's really informal, but it is friendly. You do have to be quite brave and proactive in order to have your voice heard. And I think it's really important to make sure you share your culture with your workmates. Because I hear people say, I've gone into the workplace and tried to become a Kiwi. You don't have to be a Kiwi. They've hired you for, you know, because of your skills and your experience. So it doesn't mean you need to lose your own identity.
Thank you, Lisa, for bringing up so much of information about Skill Connect. I think be brave, be proactive, and speak up when you have ideas and ask if you don't understand. Today, I got Hemali Shah, the Career Development Consultant from Work Connect New Zealand. Work Connect is a free program to help migrants to prepare for New Zealand job market, and it is funded by the Immigration New Zealand. So today we are going to discuss what Work Connect offers for the migrant workers in New Zealand and how you can get help from them. Good evening, Hemali. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Hemasha. Good evening.
So let's first start with a brief introduction to Work Connect about your services and what you offer for migrant workers.
So as Himasha said, like Work Connect is a free program which is funded by Immigration and it is delivered by TC. So we help migrant job seekers to get ready in New Zealand job market. So those of you who don't know much about Work Connect, so Work Connect was started back in 2016 and the program was just under pilot phase and it was in Auckland. So once the pilot phase was successful, MB thought of rolling this program into four different regions. So we are now present in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, and Hamilton. And we also have webinar services for people who cannot come to our offices or who are out of the region. So this is what Work Connect is about.
What type of migrant workers are eligible for this service if you define them properly?
So we have got intensive eligibility criteria, which is available on our website, which is www.careers.govt.nz/workconnect. But if I may just briefly explain about the eligibility criteria. So the program is available to skilled migrants, partners of skilled migrants and their adult children. It's also for graduate international students at level 7 and above who are within the last 3 months of their studies, or international students who have studied level 7 and above and are on post-study work visa. But as I said, like, it would be a good idea to just go onto the website, because we have intensive eligibility criteria. And if you think that, okay, even after going or even after applying, that you have got an email that you are not eligible, and if you think that yes, you are eligible, then feel free to email us on our email ID, which is workconnect@tec.govt.nz. So someone from our team will call you and will ask you few questions to analyze whether you are eligible for the program or not. Just reach out to us and we'll be happy to help.
Thank you, Himali. And do you think what type of challenges does the migrant workers face in Kiwi Chop market? And how does the Work Connect helps to reduce the gap between the migrant worker and the actual requirement of New Zealand job market?
So every country's job market is different. The way you write CV and cover letter, the way you approach recruiters or employers, and how you perform in interviews would be different. Even the workplace culture would be different than what the migrants would have experienced back in their own country as compared to New Zealand. So within Work Connect program, we help migrant job seekers to understand New Zealand workplace culture, especially the communication styles which are there in New Zealand. Most of our clients say that they weren't aware about indirect communication style in New Zealand. Apart from that, we also support migrant job seekers to tweak their CVs and cover letters as per New Zealand standard. If they have an interview, we help them to upskill their interview skills.
As you said, you're supporting migrant workers for facing job interviews and helping them preparing their CVs as matching with the Kiwi job market. So how do you offer these services? Do you have sort of like face-to-face workshops or online workshops? And can you describe us about the program structure that you're currently having in your organization?
Sure, Himasha. So Work Connect program, it's a 10 hours free program. So within those 10 hours, we have a group workshop, which is followed by individual career coaching sessions. So during workshop, we give a generic idea about New Zealand job market. And after workshop, a consultant will work with an individual client as per their requirements. In the appointments, we cover clients' career in New Zealand, where we help them to understand it's not just about next job, but also about work that they can find which is related to their skills, qualification, and interests. And we also provide plenty of resources when clients come to our program, which are very handy, and they can use those resources anytime in their job search journey.
Do you have flexible time schedules for the people who are already in the workforce if they want to follow your programs? Do you offer weekend programs and nighttime programs and like that?
Yes, yeah, so when it comes to workshop, in Christchurch, we do 2 workshops in a month. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, we also have like Saturday workshops, but not often. But we also have Saturday webinar option. Mm-hmm. So if you are someone who is working full time and couldn't make it during weekdays, they can certainly avail the option of webinars. So that is for the group workshop part of webinar. And when it comes to individual career coaching, individual consultant is assigned, so we are more flexible when it comes to individual coaching appointments, because you will be eligible to have 3 appointments with a career consultant, and it would be 1 hour each. So it depends on your schedule and our availability, and we can certainly work around it.
I think that is really helpful for a migrant worker who is doing some sort of casual job and still handy for another job, yeah, which is matching with their professional qualifications. And it's a good thing that even a person from a rural area, they can connect with you in distance. Can you remind us about like the ways how we can connect with the Work Connect? Like about your social media platforms and website and other medias that you're available?
Yeah, so you can apply for the Work Connect program by going on to our website, which is www.careers.govt.nz/workconnect, and you can also check your eligibility criteria from there. So once you have applied for the program, our admin team will get in touch and they will send you some more details. Other than the website, you can also reach out to us through our Facebook page. Just search Work Connect NZ. You will see our Facebook page, and we also have LinkedIn. So you can follow us on there, because we also put quite a lot of resources on our social media, which can help job seekers.
That's great. There's multiple range of platforms are available that we can reach to Work Connect. Does migrant workers has to wait in a waiting list or something in order to approach one of your programs? Or is it flexible at any time they can join with your program?
We usually don't have waiting list in Christchurch, but there might be chances in Auckland because there is high demand and population is more over there. So just feel free to get in touch with us and we can work that out if there is a waiting list.
So Work Connect is doing such a big job like helping migrant workers. Have you already been supported by other government bodies?
We are supported by MBI, Immigration New Zealand, and also by TEC, which is Tertiary Education Commission. And we are present on careers.govt.nz's website. So if you go to that website and there is a search bar, if you put in Work Connect, we would appear on that. Or you can simply just Google searches by writing Work Connect NZ.
Thank you, Himali, for bringing us such lots of information for the listeners. And before winding up today's show, I would love to have one last question from you. Have you got any thoughts to leave at the end of the show for the listeners in terms of New Zealand job market and its nature?
Yeah, so New Zealand job market is the one where most of the jobs go out through networking. So make sure that you are active in your networking, because most of the times it's more about who you know rather than what you know. So try to expand your network. And other than that, be brave, be proactive, stay motivated, and don't lose focus from your job search.
I really love the phrase that you brought out with New Zealand job market is not about what you know, it's all about who you know. So leaving that thought at the end of the show, thank you, Hemali, for joining us today. And she works for Work Connect New Zealand as a career development consultant. Thank you very much, Lisa and Hemali, for accepting our invitations for today's show. And I hope this has been very useful for our audience. Once again, I'll remind we had Hemali Shah from Work Connect New Zealand and Lisa Burdis, business advisor from Skill Connect Canterbury. Thank you for joining us with today's show and have a good evening.